ear of what people are saying, unless they've lived in an area for an extended period of time and their accent is probably kind of abated. Like in Atlanta. I know Atlanta's south, but you can go downtown and find people who pretty much lived there their whole life and they have no accent or they have no drawn out, they don't draw their, you know, their words out. But, you know, I'm sure you can find somebody up north that lives on a farm that's quote unquote redneck tendencies. You know.
You think maybe there's a difference between somebody who lives in an urban area and a rural?
I think so. I think, you know, and it's terribly stereotyping, but yes, and I think there's nothing wrong with stereotyping. Sure. I think that's just the way we are, and people who are afraid of stereotyping is afraid of who they are and what they are. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think if you take a farmer from North Dakota, a farmer from Maine, a farmer from Georgia, a farmer from Texas, I think you're going to find similarities and differences in everything. It could be anything from what they eat to the way they pronounce words to the way that they perceive things that are happening. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay, what about, do you think that, have you ever traveled up north or out west or anywhere other than here, people?
When we were very, very little, we went to Seattle. But I was, I was fourth grade, fifth grade. So, you know, here's a funny story. Went to Indianapolis for the Brickyard 400 twice. Mm-hmm. Don't ever care to go back. And we pull into, I guess it's a Denny's or an IHOP or something to eat. And it's we've been driving all night. We drove up there. And, went in and I asked for sweet tea and the lady had no idea what I was talking about. You know, so that was strange, you know. They didn't have grits, they had home fries, you know. I said, no, that's just potatoes. I mean, there's differences.
What do you think that they can hear something in your voice that cues them that maybe you're Southern?
Oh yeah. And I'm sure that whenever they hear my voice, I don't know if I hope I still sound Southern or that I do sound. See, now my cousins, they, Mama, Daddy, I'm Asheville. Daddy, I'm thick Southern. Oh, Daddy. They're glazers. They do windows work. They put in windows and stuff like that. Daddy, I'm going to the store. You need anything, Daddy? You know, so real thick.
Do they think you sound different?
Oh, yeah. Well, they say I'm city boy. Yeah.
Oh, that's quite interesting.
Yeah, oh, I'm very much growing up, it was a big riff. See, they're big Ford fans. I'm a big GM fan.
Uh-huh.
Can't stand Fords. Only way I own a Ford is if it's given to me. And then it's just long enough to change the title to get something else.
What about, so Tucker is just, it's probably changed a lot since you've grown up. I mean, now it's pretty much consumed by Atlanta. What about the way people in Tucker talk versus like in the middle, right down the middle of the city?
I don't think there's a real whole lot of differences than whenever I was growing up. But whenever I was growing up, there was no 285, which is the Beltline around the city. And, I remember we had some friends that went to Towers, and we'd have to take back roads over there. And, I mean, Tucker was out from the city, and the only way to really get downtown Atlanta was to take East Ponce de Leon. And, you know, we'd go through stretches of woods, and there was nothing there. And now Atlanta comes right on past Tucker. It goes right on out past Snellville. It goes right on out to Loganville. I'd almost call Loganville to a point. I mean, you're getting out there a bit, but I don't see somebody growing up in Tucker. If somebody just now was raised in Tucker, I really don't see a voice acculation, a voice difference in them than somebody, unless they're real urban. Like an urban's outdoors, ethnically different. Let's put it that way.
So you perceive a difference in ethnic?
Oh, very much so.
So if somebody called you on the phone and they were black, you think you could identify?
Not always. Look at Colin, Condoleezza Rice and Colin Powell and news anchors, you know. I mean, I thought that was so little of that community to make fun of people